Hi, welcome to the Panther Sports Report. This is part one on February 24th, 2024. Talking with Coach Thierry Terry, whose team unfortunately just got beat by Virginia State 61-57. But for Virginia State, this is a meaningless win because we are still the number two seed in the Northern Division. So how do you feel going into the tournament?
Of course we wanted to win, but it does give us momentum because we did fight to the end. I don't like blaming officials, but there were some questionable calls in there at the end of the game. But, you know, we got to focus. We got to execute. We have to do what we're supposed to do. So there's a lot of lessons in this game, but I'm proud of them for not fighting when it, for not stopping the fight when it looked like we were down by a lot.
I've not seen a stat sheet yet, so I don't know who.
This isn't it.
Okay, so, but who stood out in your mind today?
Bruni came back in and did some good things for us. Nevaeh had a bad first half, but she came back and, you know, helped us a lot the second half. Nye woke up some more. We started doing what we should have been doing from the beginning, attacking the defense. We settled too much early. We hung our heads too much on mistakes. When we finally fixed those things, I thought we played much better team basketball and just had a better focus.
Now, being the number two seed in the Northern Division means that you will not play until Thursday in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Baltimore Civic Center.
Yeah.
How are you going to handle the layoff?
I know, it can be scary, but, we just got to find somewhere to practice and practice hard before the games. I know people say take light, but we don't take light practices the day before the game because you have to get yourself worked back up. So the biggest thing is going to be keeping them focused. You know, we get to watch the first round. So hopefully watching and just seeing it from that perspective will open their eyes and make them hungrier, you know, to win and keep going. Because now you play Thursday, Friday, Saturday to a championship.
Instead of Tuesday or Wednesday,
yep.
And Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
17-11 final regular season tally for the Lady Panthers. Your best season so far. I still got to think this season is a success in your eyes.
Oh, it is, absolutely. I mean, as much as I wanted 20 regular season wins, I can't be more proud of these young women because of the improvement they've made, the maturity they've shown. Last year, we would have lost some of those games. So I'm very proud of them for, you know, I mean, 17 wins is still solid and it's still a winning season. So I'm happy for them that they got to experience a winning season, that we're going to a tournament where we don't have to go home the first day. You know, like we get to sit there and experience and watch the games and then play our way through the end.
Fantastic. Coach, good luck in the tournament, and we'll be talking later on, okay?
And sorry, one more thing, Jim. Yeah. There's also a possibility that we'll see Virginia State again.
Oh, exactly.
I hope that makes them hungrier and hungrier for this win.
Well, that makes the Lady Trojans number three in the North.
Yep. So we could possibly see them again.
Who would you like to face in the first round?
Honestly, everybody in the CIAA is tough. I'm interested to see who's Livingstone or Winston, who's number six now, because they'll play Virginia State first. So honestly, I don't care who it is. I just want to win.
Fantastic. Coach, good luck in Baltimore, and we'll talk tomorrow night at the banquet when the all CIAA awards.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Panther Sports Report number two. We're here in Petersburg in the locker room of Virginia Union, where they just pulled off an unbelievable 61-60. What was the final score? 61-60?
Yeah.
61-60 win over Virginia State. Coach Butler, you've got to be having a heart attack.
It was a rough game, tough game, but I thought the kids kept fighting the entire game. Kids played hard, played with a lot of heart. And we looked up at the clock, it was down 10. And I told him, I said, look here, we're going to play it out, we're going to keep fighting.
Kalen Vines, the hero of the day with the free throw and the basket at 1.4 seconds left.
Yeah, Kalen stepped up and got stopped for us defensively and also went to the line and knocked down a free throw. And it was just a gutsy win today, man. Kids played hard. I'm just so happy for them going into the CIAA tournament with a big win like this against State. Season sweep, played them two times down here in Petersburg and pulled out, went 2-0 against them.
And now we go into the CIAA tournament number two in the North.
Right.
That's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and that's huge for a young team. Anytime you can get the number two seed and get that double bye, this way the young guys can get up to CIAA tournament, get to the banquet and kind of see everything about CIAA basketball and get ready for that big game on Thursday night.
Thursday night, you're going to be playing the winner, I guess, of number 6 and number 3?
Yes. Yeah, we don't really know who it is. We got to see who won today. But I just think the tournament wide open. And these young guys, we done played 30 games, so they no longer freshmen now. So,
how big a win was this for you personally?
This was a huge win. This was a huge win for the team. But, hey, we got to live to see another day, and we just ready to go to the CIAA tournament.
Congratulations, Coach. Take care.
No question, tie game. Well, it'll be me too, not really.
So now the Panthers will be going to the CIAA tournament, number 2 seed in the Northern Division. And we will be seeing you tomorrow night from the banquet, Tuesday night with the women's game, and Thursday night when the men's play. This is the Panther Sports Report. Jim Juneau signing out. I knew it was there.